January 20, the Kingdom of Grace, Ambassadors of the Kingdom. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Since his ascension, Christ, the great head of the church, has carried forward his work in the world by chosen ambassadors, through whom he speaks to the children of men and ministers to their needs. The position of those who have been called of God to labor in word and doctrine for the upbuilding of his church is one of grave responsibility. In Christ's stead, they are to beseech men and women to be reconciled to God. Christ's ministers are the spiritual guardians of the people entrusted to their care. Their work has been likened to that of watchmen. In ancient times, sentinels were often stationed on the walls of cities, where from points of vantage they could overlook important points to be guarded and give warning of the approach of an enemy. Upon their faithfulness depended the safety of all within. To every minister the Lord declares, O Son of Man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Ezekiel 33:7-9. These words of the prophet declare the solemn responsibility resting upon those who are appointed as guardians of the church, stewards of the mystery of God. It is the privilege of the watchman on the walls of Zion to live so near to God and to be so susceptible to the impressions of his spirit that he can work through them to tell sinners of their peril and point them to the place of safety. The heart of the true minister is filled with an intense longing to save souls. He watches for souls as one that must give an account. With his eyes fixed on the cross of Calvary, beholding the uplifted Savior, relying on his grace, believing that he will be with him until the end, as his shield, his strength, his efficiency, he works for God. With invitations and pleadings mingled with the assurances of God's love, he seeks to win souls to Jesus. And in heaven he is numbered among those who are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 17:14.